Hello boys and girls, ladies and germs, welcome to another episode. It's your boy Adil and welcome to e-commerce and dropshipping podcast. First of all, I want to start by a quote from Winston Churchill. He once famously exhorted an audience to never give in. There is another saying attributed to him about perseverance. Here is one of the versions that I really, really like. Success is the ability to move from one failure to another without loss of enthusiasm. So you might be wondering, why am I, you know, saying this? And the reason why is because every time I've spoken to someone who wanted to start an e-commerce Shopify dropshipping, I ask them two questions. The first question is, how many stores did you have, or how many products did you test? And the second question is, how many failures did you have? And the reason why I'm asking that is I want to see how many times they've tried, because a lot of people quit after a couple of tries. And the truth is, you have to try multiple times. You know, when I first started with dropshipping, it took me close to a year to make my first sale. That's 1 year until I finally got my first sale. And throughout the whole year, it was all failures, one after the other. And I've learned a lot from those failures. Because what I did is, I go back to the drawing board and start thinking again, and, you know, look at what went wrong and how can I fix it? What is it that I need to be doing? Who can I speak to? What mentors can I get? You know, I wanted to learn the skills. I wanted to understand why some people are making a lot of money with dropshipping and some others are failing. So I went around asking questions, watching a lot of YouTube videos, and you know, I was just trying to learn as much as I can and readjust and take action. Instead of just, you know, feeling sorry for myself and just quitting, I did not. I carried on, failure after failure after failure, until I finally caught my first sale. And I must say, it felt so, so, so amazing to finally get your first sale ever. That sound, that cha-ching, that Shopify cha-ching sound is just amazing when you first get your first sale. That's the best feeling ever. Until this day, I still remember that day vividly. The sound, the first sale, and how I got it. I got it with Facebook ads. I ran a Facebook campaign the correct way. I targeted the country that I wanted to target. I used some ad copies and some marketing skills that I learned, and it just worked, and I remember that. So let me go back and talk about, why do people quit after a couple of failures? The reason why, because they have these limiting beliefs. Oh, well, maybe this is not for me, or maybe this is too hard, it's too difficult. The reason why it's difficult is, like, I've had one of the guys that I've spoken to last week, and he was saying that this dropshipping thing is very difficult because I've wasted so much money and I just don't know what went wrong. Obviously, there are so many different reasons why things went wrong for him. It could be the product, it could be the Shopify store, or the website is not optimized properly. People can't trust couldn't trust his website. His ad wasn't the best. The quality of the traffic, where he was getting the traffic from, and he quit. And it was his first store ever. And he said that he has spent over $500 and nothing. You know, he didn't get no sales, none of that. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it and everybody would be making thousands and or even millions of dollars. But this is not, you know, for everybody. It's not easy. But if you really, really want to succeed and you really, really want to learn the skills to, you know, create a successful Shopify dropshipping store, then you have to put in the work. You must be putting in the work. And that's why a lot of people are cannot put in the work, because hard is hard. It's hard work. But if you really want to succeed, then you will make it work. And trust me, as I said to you, it took me 1 year to get my first sale. Because again, you're learning the skills on how to create your own Shopify store, product descriptions, how to optimize your store properly, how to make it look like a genuine brand. There are so many different ways to create a highly successful Shopify dropshipping store. So don't get discouraged when things don't work out for you. It's actually good that things don't work out for you, because you want knowledge, you want to learn, you want the skills. If you started the Shopify dropshipping and you succeeded with that one the first time, that's some kind of luck. And what happens when you're lucky, you will not be able to create that success again and again, because you have no knowledge, you have no skills, you were just luck. You were very lucky, and I've seen it time and time and time again with people. If you cannot duplicate something a few times, then you need to go back and learn the skill, because that one time you made money or you had that successful store, maybe you've been lucky. Maybe that's a maybe the stars were aligned for you. But I've seen it time and time again when people can't create, like they create a Shopify dropshipping store and then they get their first product and it just works, and then they go ahead, they try to create another store and it just doesn't work, and the second and the third, and they're wondering what was the reason, why is it not working. The reason why it's not working, because you did not acquire the knowledge to run a very successful Shopify store. You were very lucky. So you need the skills, you need to know how to spot a trend, you need to know how to find a winning product, you need to know about product description, persuasion, marketing, advertising. So you need knowledge, and knowledge takes time. So in order for you to be good at something, you have to invest a lot of time. The average normally is about 10,000 hours. I'm not saying that you have to spend 10,000 hours learning about something, but you have to be taking action as well. Action is very important. I've seen people that read books and go to seminars and webinars and do all sorts of things, but they just do not take action. And if you don't take action and you don't implement what you've been learning, you will not succeed. And that applies to everything in life. And it's just not just dropshipping. With everything, whatever you learn and you go and implement and take action, because you learn more from taking action. But a lot of people are not doing that, because a lot of people are just going to, as I said, webinars, seminars, and sitting there and be like, they think just them being there in that seminar or webinar or reading the books that makes them already successful. But that's not the reality, that's not how it works. So you have to be putting in the work. And please do not get discouraged. Carry on, because that knowledge is going to help you in the long run. Because you're learning some really, really useful skills. You're learning about marketing. You're learning about advertising. You're learning about psychology. You're learning about, you know, persuasion, sales. And they all come in handy, you know, in the future. Once you understand how to spot a winning product and how to create a website, how to optimize it, and how to write a product description, that's all going to help you. So please do not get discouraged. So that's one of the reasons why I started with the Winston Churchill quotes, because I really live by that quote. I've got it written in one of my journals that I've had for many, many years. And every time I get a new journal, I still write it down as a reminder that no matter what I go through, that it's okay. It's fine. Maybe I needed to fail. Maybe I needed to have these setbacks. And until this day, I still have setbacks. Until this day, I still have... I'm failing at so many different things. The only reason why I'm good and I carry on doing what I'm doing is because I just don't give up. Because I know I need to learn that skill. If I want to learn about the stock market, if I want to learn about the investing and about value investing and all this kind of stuff, then I have to put in the work and I have to learn about it and I have to start taking action. And with the action that I'm taking, I'm going to fail, and that's okay. I'm okay with failing. I'm okay with losing money. I'm okay if I cannot understand something. I'm okay going and asking and for help. And that's the problem that a lot of people have, is they don't ask for help. A lot of people are embarrassed to ask for help. A lot of people think they can do everything by themselves, but you just cannot. That's not how it works. It really doesn't work that way. You need people, you need to read books, you need to implement everything that you've been learning. Especially people, you need mentors. When I realized that I couldn't do certain things, then I had to go out there and search for who is the best at doing what I'm doing, and they've already gotten the results that I want to get, and I'm gonna go and hustle them and try and get them to coach me and teach me their secrets or their knowledge, because that's going to give me a bit of a shortcut to get to where I want to get to. So ask for help, get mentors, get coaches. Invest in yourself. A lot of people don't like hearing this. Oh yeah, well, I can't pay $200 for this. I can't pay $500 for this. I can't pay $1,000 for this. And yet they still go ahead and buy that iPhone for $1,000 or God knows how much. But to invest in themselves, they wouldn't. They'll just be like, oh no, sorry, I don't want to be doing that. But trust me, the biggest investment you will ever make is in yourself. Trust me, the biggest investment you will ever make is in yourself. Invest in yourself. Knowledge. Knowledge is everything. Invest in yourself. And invest in mentors and coaches. Because that's gonna buy you back time, because it's all about saving up time. Because you can make money and you can lose money, but time, when time is gone, it's gone. That's why a lot of rich people, wealthy people, what they're doing is they use the OPT or other people's time instead of them going to, you know, drive themselves to the, you know, let's just say, instead of them sitting at home and doing all their washing up and all that stuff, they get someone else to do it for them. So they buy back time, because they know, if I can pay someone £20 or $20 for that 1 hour, and they know that in that 1 hour they could use it somewhere else and get maybe $500, then it's worth the money, it's worth the investment. So buying back time is important. Use others to do things for you and pay them, so you can save time to invest it in something that will make you more money. This is what we call OPTs, or other people's times. Very, very important point here. Very important. So just keep on learning, and please don't get discouraged. Ask for help and take action. Whatever you're doing, you're learning from a YouTube video. Once that video is finished, take notes, go and implement what you've learned. Podcast, if you're learning something new, go ahead and implement whatever you're learning. With that said, I want to move on to the next thing that I really want to be talking about today, which is TikTok ads. I want to make this podcast very short and sweet, like always. And I want to be talking about TikTok ads and the strategies that I'm using currently to get some amazing results. And by the way, there was one thing as well I wanted to talk about, which is the people that they said about themselves that they were gurus and, you know, they're the kings of dropshipping and stuff like that. Where are they now? Most of them have vanished. I hardly see anyone talking about dropshipping and hardly any of them are getting results anymore. And guys, if you want to see the results that I've been getting time and time again, it's not just a one time, you know, it's not like I've been lucky just once. I've been doing this for many, many years, and I can duplicate it time and time again. And I've helped a lot of people, I've coached a lot of people get the same results that as I did get. So go to my Instagram, check it out, and see for yourselves. And just be careful who you choose as a coach or a mentor, because a lot of those people there out there just you know, they've been kind of lucky. Not all of them, and I'm sure there are loads of them out there that are really, really good, and they've got some crazy skills as well that I'm learning from as well. There are loads of people out there that are very intelligent, very smart, and they've had so many successful Shopify dropshipping stores. But majority of people out there on the internet and on Instagram and stuff like that, there's anyone who's trying to sell you a lifestyle and they show you their cars and their watches and stuff like that, just run away, because these people are just, you know, are getting paid from others. It's like some kind of a pyramid scheme or something like that. But anyway, let's move on to TikTok and talk about TikTok. So I'm going to be talking about my strategies and what I'm doing right now. Obviously, I'm still using Facebook. I really like Facebook. I've spent like millions on Facebook, but I've been experimenting a lot with TikTok. And the reason why, because it's very, very, very cheap. It's not gonna last. It's not gonna stay the same, because Facebook was like that. Facebook started getting expensive back in 2015-16. I could see that Facebook is not the same anymore, because the CPMs is and the CPCs are getting higher and higher. But now TikTok is like Facebook back in 2000 and let's say 13-14, still cheap. That's why I want to be talking about TikTok and the strategies that I've been using, and I've gotten lots of results with. The first one is, if you're familiar with TikTok ads, and I'm sure most of you guys out there, you're using TikTok ads. It's exactly the same setup as Facebook, you know, campaigns, and instead of the ad sets like on Facebook, TikTok has got this thing called ad groups. Okay, so you've got a campaign and then the ad group, and then you've got the ads, the creatives. With TikTok ads, there are two ways to split test. The first one, how I do it is, I create an account and I have two different ad accounts. One with a pixel that I install on my Shopify store, I link it to TikTok account so it tracks everything, and one ad account with a pixel without connecting it to the store, if that makes sense. So one is connected to the store, so TikTok tracks everything for you, and the other one without connecting it to your Shopify store. The reason why I'm saying this is because every ad account, every business manager obviously is going to be different. This has been proven on Facebook as well. Every business manager is always going to be different. But with TikTok, I found that every ad account is going to be different, because let's say you've got one ad account with that pixel that's connected to your Shopify store and you're targeting the United States. You're getting good results with it because it's tracking everything for you. But there is an issue that the creative dies out so quickly with TikTok ads. That's one of the issues that I've seen. And even when I've spoken to my mentors or people that are run successful TikTok ads, they said the exact same thing as well. The creatives die after like 5 days or sometimes even less than that, but you do get results. So let me go back and talk about the reason why I create two ad accounts. Because these two ad accounts, let's say if I target each one of them, they're targeting the United States. Obviously, the first ad account with the pixel that's connected to a Shopify store is going to target like a segment of people, because TikTok is not going to use the same audience for the both ad accounts. Because remember, they've got these segments of people that they're testing, they're experimenting with. TikTok is very, very smart, very, very smart, and it's getting like probably is going to get smarter than Facebook. Really, really, really smart. So what the TikTok does then is, the first ad account is going to target certain type of customers on their platform, and then the other ad account is going to target certain type of customers. The reason why I'm saying to have, because probably most of you might not be able to use the UTMs, or maybe you don't know how to use UTMs to track where the sales are coming from. But if you can do that, then it's even better, because you can you would know which ad account the sales are coming from. But if you just connect one to your Shopify store and the other ad account without the Facebook, without the pixel being installed in your Shopify store, you would know which one is getting you the sales. Because the one with the pixel, it will track all the sales. Sometimes it might not track all the sales for you, but you can tell that this is the one that's working. So this is how I do it. Two ad accounts, two pixels. One is connected to Shopify store and the other one is not connected to Shopify store. Then you just have to be able to know where the sales are coming from. As I said to you, the pixel that's connected to your Shopify store is going to be tracking your sales, the other one is not. But then you will tell which one is getting you sales, and then you increase the budget and you go from there. The good thing about TikTok ads is, even if you're getting sales and then you change the budget from $20 to $50, it doesn't really affect the learning phase or the algorithm. So you can put as much money as you can do. You can just duplicate it as many times as you can. But most of the times, what I like to do is just add as much money as possible, but and give it a bit of time. Like allow it between 6 to 12 hours, and then add budgets. Increase your budget by 30, 40, 50%. That's how I do it, and I've seen some incredible results. But the only issue with TikTok ads is the creatives or the ads, they really die out so quickly. There is the ad fatigue. They just, you know, then the customers see the same ad and the frequency hits 2 or 3. So that's one of the issues that TikTok has. But you can always duplicate it again. Sometimes you don't even have to create another ad account. You can just create another campaign and then create another pixel inside the same ad account. This is the good thing about TikTok, because it's still new and you don't get penalized for doing this. Not like as in Facebook, because if you do that, then it's circumventing the ad system. On Facebook, you get penalized and your page gets disabled and your ad account gets disabled. But now this is an opportunity for you guys on TikTok to get away with it and make so much money. So that's how I do it. And then the second thing that I like to do is target individual countries. For example, a lot of people, if you're based in the United States, a lot of you guys would target United States and Canada. But what I like to do, and I've split tested this, and this is what works for me, but you have to test it yourself, see what works for you. But I've tested this, it worked for me, it worked for my other students. See what works for you, but you can still test this. You can have individual countries. I've tested it by combining the best countries. For example, I'm based in the UK. I will have UK, Ireland, and some of the best European countries all in one ad group, and it just doesn't perform. And when I test it using individual countries, the results I get are insane. So try and test it and see what works for you and what doesn't. Again, as I said to you, every ad account is always going to be different. and just make sure that you have creatives lined up, because you will need them. Because with the ad creatives, you don't even have to create another campaign, or you don't even have to duplicate the ad group or the ad set. What you need to do is you can just create an ad or a creative inside the ad level. So you can just duplicate it and then change the creative and then hit submit, and then the learning phase starts again and it refreshes the ad group. And now TikTok starts looking for new customers because there is a new creative, you refresh the whole thing again. This is one of the tricks. This is how I do it. So yeah, that's the second thing I do, is target individual countries. And again, just have lots and lots of creatives lined up. This is very important. That's the only way for you to scale. And with the budget, as I said to you, you can just increase it by 30%, 40%, 50%. And it's just not going to affect it. It will give you a lot of results. And one thing that's very important as well, you have to understand what time do you get sales? Because obviously a lot of people are not going to be awake during the night to be on TikTok. So you want to make sure to understand what time your customers are going to be on TikTok. So let's say, for example, I've always tested it this way for myself. And the way how I tested it, I found that every time I launch my ads and I put like a specific time for them to start running, is 4 p.m. UK time until midnight. That's how I've been setting up myself, and it works amazingly. And I found that during the day, I hardly get any sales, but during the night, between 4 p.m. till midnight, I get loads and loads and loads of sales. So this is a very good way to do it as well, so you can understand what time your customers are on TikTok. And one last thing before I finish this podcast or this episode for today is, you have to create different TikTok ad accounts. The reason why I'm saying, obviously I've said to you to start to create two ad accounts, but if you have multiple ad accounts, you can scale that way, especially if you have a big budget. Let's say you have $1,000 to test and you've already tested it and something is working, then create multiple ad accounts and then launch the exact same campaign, the same thing, the same creatives, everything. And just launch them without, again, with their own pixels. The pixel doesn't have to be installed on your Shopify, but you would know that you're getting loads of sales from it. This is how I've scaled it, and I've been making so much money using this strategy. So you have to test it as well and see if it works for you or not. But this only works if you have a lot of money to spend on ads. But if you don't have a big budget, then stick to two ad accounts. And then test it that way with $20, $30, $40, $50, and take it from there and scale slowly. So yeah, so this is today's episode. This is what I wanted to talk about, and I really do hope that it helped you, and this strategy is going to work for you. And if it does, just make sure you hit me up on Instagram and let me know how it went for you. I'd love to hear from you and see how you're getting on with your Shopify store. And if you need any help with your Shopify store, or if you're only just starting and you need some, advice, hit me up on Instagram. The link is going to be below on this episode. Just click on it and then send me a DM. Follow me there. Most of the times I post about my journey. I try to document everything that I'm doing, share my numbers, my students results as well. So hit me up on Instagram, and I really do hope that you enjoyed this episode, and thank you so much once again for your support. Thank you so much for everybody that's been listening from all over the world. I really, 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 really appreciate your support, and I appreciate your you know, your messages that I've been getting on Instagram and stuff like that. And also, if you enjoy this podcast, obviously share it with your friends and family or anyone who's trying to start their own Shopify e-commerce business. Share it with them. And also, if you like the podcast, please subscribe. And just share it with people. Share it and see who likes it and who wants to start an e-commerce business, and share it with them. So with that said, thank you so much for listening, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.